This is our Be moment, our moment to be still, to be fed by the Word of God, to be grateful. Today, I am thinking about how God has a divine solution for each one of your obstacles. And in this series, we've been talking about being in deeper communion with God, which means not only seeing things in the natural, but going deeper to see things in the spiritual realm. And when we do this, we can clearly see that God has a divine solution to every challenge, obstacle, issue we might encounter. And this is what the Israelites had to learn on their journey to the Promised Land. So to get to the Promised Land, the Israelites had to travel through the wilderness where they did encounter a number of issues, such as dealing with the blazing heat during the day and a frequent lack of food and water. But if you'll look closely, God has a solution to each one of their issues. He provided a gigantic cloud to shield them from the sun and gave them manna for food. He even allowed water to flow from the rocks so that their thirst would be quenched. The key for the Israelites was that all they had to do was trust God, that he had a divine solution for their difficulties. But instead, most of them chose to complain about their problems. Many said they'd rather return to Egypt and endure the issues there because those were problems they knew how to solve. They didn't have to wait on God's divine solutions. So let me ask you, what challenges are you facing today? And are you only seeing things in the natural? If so, be encouraged that God has a divine solution to each one of your issues. And as you reflect on that, be comforted by these words. In the world, you will have tribulation, but take heart. I have overcome the world. John 16:33. Share this Be moment because others desire to be inspired. And so today, divine solutions.